Lifting the lid. Human consciousness is currently hovering in the realm of reason. For more contextual recognition of what this means, you may choose to read Dr. David Hawkins's book, Map of Consciousness, or his seminal book, The Power Versus Force, that contains the map of consciousness. You might also consider reviewing the 18-level ladder of consciousness in this book, and also the tools for emptying out the past in this book, to remember explicitly where reason sits on the ladder of your now potential. Reason is, by its very nature, a limited vantage. It falls just short of love. It falls just short of love. Love, in human experience, it is a fleeting feeling. It comes and then it goes. It never lasts. Something always is allowed to intercept it, and so it fades and dissipates, and ultimately it completely disappears. And with the dissolution of love, trust, it too decays. Yet the human spirit, oriented to its north star, love, it always, always craves it. It always yearns towards it. And so it seeks it again and again and again and again. The human spirit, it will continue to ever seek love until it finds it and maintains it and never leaves it ever again. The human spirit, it will never stop longing for love until it is reunited with its great love, until it is wholly re-entwined with love itself again. And so the question arises among us, who consciously knows this deep longing for love, for union with the divine? And how do we effect the most sacred vow now? How do we co-creatively, proactively invest ourselves in bringing this fully into presence? How do we lift the lid of human historic experience? How do we let the light in? How do we effectively expand our minds beyond their conditioned limitations? How do we rewire our own consciousness from several channel systems to infinite channels? How do we awaken without getting fried by the sheer potency of God's direct light? Lifting the lid is an experiment in transcending the current ceiling of human consciousness and opening the collective via the individual mind to omnidimensional perception. It is the amassing of sufficient inner energy, combustion of light within the human system, to propel ourselves like a pole vaulter over the ceiling of reason, that which allows for a continuous festering of unresolved past, the suffering that, when unattended, permits planetary destruction and violence of all kinds. From the looking down from up vantage, we regain through this vaulting, we liberate tremendous pure energy. This newfound vibrancy, it allows us to attend to all that is beyond ego's day-to-day fixations. We mobilize potent energy to effect active change. Lifting the lid calls for utmost integrity, reverence for the sacredness of all life. Lifting the lid involves, amongst other elements, discerning benevolence and growing fortified relationships with unseen intelligence again. Rapidly developing ultra-flexibility in all of humanity. Trust, deep trust. Sensing subtle energies and becoming masters of following our cues. For our cues, these are how divine intelligence, it speaks to us. It is how divine intelligence, it guides us around apparent obstacles and over apparent hurdles, both real and imagined, internal and external, human and beyond. Our cues, as if committing our free wills to listening astutely, walkie-talkie-like, to divine intelligence, both beyond and within human form, are what reveal to us a collective human map. Our cues, these are what will lead us home. Our cues are what will allow us to transcend planetary ails for once and for all. Our cues are what will set us free. For it is our cues, direct guidance from God, from the vantage which can perceive all of creation, yes, all things. This has the potential to guide us beyond all suffering. And it is our egos who must become acquainted with, yes, familiar with, and thus inspired by our cues, in order that we may follow them. Cues, just like actions and gestures and speech that advance the plot as in a play, in a most certain way, these are what we need now. Curiosity, longing, commitment to exploring, and dedication to developing highly keen awareness of our ego, of our soul, and of the shifting of our dualistic poles to the union of their pilot and their co-pilot seats. Through this sacred marriage, our egos naturally gain again familiarity with following our cues. Following our cues is like following glistening white lanterns placed by divinity throughout a dense forest. They are our path home.